special hello to every one of them that are listening to us, and hope that we can help you with some of the problems you're having around your house. Just like Jeannie in Illinois is on with us right now.
Thank you.
Okay, tell us about this tub. I understand. Have you just purchased this house, or what's the status with the exact tub?
Right. We just purchased the house. It's an older home, and we thought about replacing the tub, but it's so large. It's oversized, and of course, very heavy. And so my husband's like, can't we do something else to it? But it's peeling.
Yeah.
It looks like someone else has tried to paint it or something. I'm not sure. But it's peeling, and I'm like, I'm a little concerned what we can do.
Well, I tell you, it can turn into be quite a bit of work. The good thing is when you have a cast iron tub like that, it is, you know, well worth trying to salvage. But what may have happened is when someone's selling a home, sometimes they just go in and clean a tub and just take a can of spray paint and spray paint it. Boy, it looks pretty good, but it's just not going to last.
Mm-hmm.
There's also some home kits, do-it-yourself kits, that can really be a challenge, because the biggest part of that process, like many paint job, is to really prep the surface. And when you're prepping a tub for painting or refinishing, you've got a lot to deal with there. And really, with the oversized cast iron tub like you have here, it's a lot of surface to deal with. And then you get into the professionals that have better products and so forth to go about it. Joe, I guess the first thing here would be stripping any of that existing paint off. I wonder what kind of solvent would be the best one to go after it. But you have to be pretty aggressive on it.
Yeah, Gene, what I would do, the first thing you need to do is scrape off any loose paint. And you can just use a razor blade scraper, one of those the metal handles that takes the razor blade that slides in, so you have a nice straight edge. And you just scrape off any loose paint and see how it comes off. If it all comes off, then great, just keep scraping. But I suspect you're only going to get some of the blistered paint off, and some of it will be adhered pretty well. And then you could use a chemical paint stripper for something really strong, but I think I would start with something a little more mild. And there's a company called Goof Off, you may have heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And Goof Off makes it's just called Professional Strength Goof Off. And okay, just follow the directions, just brush it on. I think a whole gallon costs less than $20 at Home Depot. You just brush it on and follow the directions. You let it wait a while, then you scrape or scrub it off. And if that gets it all off, then you'll be able to evaluate the condition of the existing tub and then decide what you want to do. As Danny mentioned, there are professional services that can come and give you basically a brand new looking tub. Now, it might cost $400 or $500. And this is a great photograph you sent me. First, I thought the photograph was out of whack. And then you said it was because it seems such a long, narrow tub. I hope you have a big water heater.
Yeah.
That's a big soaking tub. That's it's certainly worth saving, I guess, is the point. So that's what I would recommend. Try the Goof Off. If it doesn't work, try a chemical paint stripper. Ventilate the area really well. And then once you get it, that will come off of there. It's just a matter of what does it look like underneath. I suspect it doesn't look great, or somebody wouldn't have painted it in the first place. And then you'll have to call a tub refinisher.
Okay.
I think in the end, though, you'd be happy. I think you'd be happy that you went through all that expense and trouble.
And even with that expense and even with that work, it's a fraction of the cost of removing that tub and putting a new one in that would require you to rework the surround and that type of thing. So hopefully we've...
And enclose the opening, too, because the alcove, you're not going to get a tub that size any longer.
No.
Gene, thanks so much for being with us. Let us know if we can help you any other way.
All right. Thank you much.
Okay. Our pleasure. Let's go right to our email stack here. Joe, let's see. Jack in Medford, Massachusetts says, our washing machine and toilets seem to take forever to fill with water. The problem started a couple of months ago and has only gotten worse over time. Our house has a pump that draws water from a well. Someone said that it might be sand clogging the water lines. If so, how can I clear the lines and keep them clear? Thanks in advance for any help that you have. Yeah, several things there. When I first saw this that said washing machine, you know, I thought about the strainer that you have on the washing machine,
that's right,
that it can get clogged
and the
very
hoses
easy and restricted. But then when you're talking about the toilets, really going back to the source of the water in the house and I don't know, that sand can get through there when you're talking about a water well. I wonder if that could be it, or just a general, you know, gradual accumulation in that main water supply line.
Yeah, well, if he's on a well, and has a pump, and our house is on a well as well. In the summer, you often have more sand and sediment because, of course, there's less water because there's less rain. And if you're in a drought, I don't know, Medford, Mass. Is just north of me, and I don't know, they might have had less rain than we have. But in any case, the problem often is worse in the summer. But what you need to do is, and what I did, and it worked for us, we had sediment problem as well, is we put first, there are two things to do. The very first thing you need to do is put in an inline sediment filter. And you can buy filters, you know, they're all different types. And you want them, as Danny mentioned, right at the source. So wherever the water is coming in the house, that's where you install it. So every drop of water goes through this filter. I would not recommend getting the kind with the replaceable white filters unless you really like buying filters, because they're about $20 a piece and you're going to be replacing them all the time. What I bought was, it's a Honeywell Brockman F76. I know that very well because I recommend them all the time. It has two stainless steel filters and you just back flush the system when it gets full of sand. You just take the hose, put it in a bucket, and you back flush it, and it cleans it out, so you don't have to ever change the filter. Then the second thing you can do, if that solves the problem, fine. If it doesn't, then you're going to have a well company come out. They'll pull your pump, and they'll put on a thing called a sand separator. And the great thing about a sand separator, it works really well and has no moving parts. It just works by the pump sucking water through it. It's essentially, it's hard to describe, but if you look it up online, there's a company called Lakos, L-A-K-O-S, that makes most of them. But it's basically just a, looks like a plastic PVC pipe with some holes drilled in it at an angle. And what happens when the pump sucks water up into the line, this sand separator covers the pump and it creates a vortex that spins the water around and sand will slowly fall away so it can suck up relatively clean water. So that's what you need to do. It's sand, first a sediment filter, and then if necessary, have them put on what's called a sand separator.
Yeah, good.
Those work. Yeah. Those really do work.
Several different options like that. I love water pressure. I'll tell you what.
I've never heard somebody say that before.
When I'm doing my new house right now, I had them run a 3/4-inch water line straight to my master shower. When I turn that master shower on, I want to be pinned against the back wall like that. That's my shower experience that I want. Hey, stay with us. We've got a lot more information to share with you, including how you can have a shower that pins you to the back wall. We'll be right back.